We're now pleased to be joined by GM and head coach Mark Lamb as they are finishing up the three stars here. But Mark, great victory here for your group. Maybe just your thoughts from what you saw behind the bench here in a 5-3 win here on home ice.
I thought it was a pretty up and down game for us. Really happy with the win. I thought Ravensburger kept us in it.
And we all talk about how good this team is, and we talk about the future, and you see how good your 17-year-olds. I mean, Perezak with his 5 points, 10 shots, great penalty kill. I just thought he was spectacular. You talked about how good Ravensburger was in this hockey game. I mean, that has to please you and everybody else. You know, your big guns came through, but you never trailed in this game. You seemed to have control of the game. I'm not saying it was your best game, but you got some great efforts from your best players.
Yeah, and that's the way it is. And, we're always looking for you're always looking for a perfect game, and you're always looking for everyone to contribute. And we just didn't have everybody on board tonight, but the guys that you talked about were excellent.
You know, the score shows 5-3, but the goaltenders on both sides, we talked about Josh, but on their side too, Brett Merwell, I thought was great also, but... again, this may be your thoughts on Ravensburger, and there were some times where Vancouver really had some great A looks, and Josh had to be sharp, and I guess to no one's surprise, does it again.
Yeah, I thought in the first period it was 1-0, but he had about 6 or 7 grade A chances that he saved that kept us in the game, and that's his job. But I just thought he was excellent tonight. Perezak could have had 8 goals.
Oh yeah, I mean, the breakaways, he had everything, Just to show you how unselfish he was, late in the game, he's on a 2-on-1 with Funk. Now, Perezak's got 2 goals. He knows Funk, has got 2 goals. A lot of guys would have shot trying to go for the hat trick, but not Perezak. He goes and makes a pass over to Funk. He didn't score on that particular one, but that's the kind, he has a 5-point game and 10 shots. It's hard. I don't even think of him as a rookie anymore, just because of how he's played, and it's looked like he's been in the league forever.
Yeah, he's a smart guy. He was going to give it to Funker for a 6-point.
I guess the way he's looking at it, and that's something. I was saying, we take Funk for granted. Like, we just sort of expect it. Like I said to Cole before the game, is Funk going to get 60? Oh, yeah, without hesitation. When you ask Funk, you're going to get, yeah. Like, I mean, it's just, it's not if, it's when. I mean, it's just something to see, Mark.
Yeah, no, it's great. He's really feeling it, and he does so many good things. And, you look at that game at the end, and he's out there blocking a shot, too. He's turning into an all-around player, and, there's a lot of players on our team that But what's really nice is, when you have a deep team and some guys aren't going, other guys pick it up.
Yeah, well said. Yeah, Zach Funk and the Washington Capitals must be very excited, no question. I want to ask Mark on the other side, and Cameron Schmidt, this 16-year-old, he's a Prince George product, and the goals he scored, the one he set up, were, I thought, all highlight reel plays. Maybe just your thoughts on this kid that I thought was the best player on the ice for Vancouver here tonight.
Yeah, he's a talented young kid for a 16-year-old, that's for sure. He's very dynamic.
One of the things that, we learned, we talked about in the broadcast, even though I felt that you guys had control of the game, when it was 4-1, it did go to 4-3, and we all, could think of what happened against Spokane, when you guys were the team that was trailing 4-1 and was able to get to 4-4 and all that kind of stuff. Is that something that... you learned in reverse kind of a thing. Those things can happen, but just another reminder, you guys did do a good job of shutting it down once it got that close, though.
Well, we're going to see even moving on, we're not into the playoffs yet, but every situation is going to happen in the playoffs, and you got to learn to deal with it, whatever the situation is. Yeah, we weren't happy that they come back and made it 4-3, but now you got to play that one goal game, and there's going to be a lot of that down the stretch.
All right, we'll leave you with this. You're back in first in the West. That means
we get ready for tomorrow.
I knew you would say that.
Appreciate the time, Coach. Congrats on another win here.
All right, thanks, guys.
GM head coach Mark Lamb, appreciate his time.
I could start doing the Mark Lamb imitation interviews. I know the answers before that.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's.
Do you have an impression that you could do?
Well, I don't know about that. I don't know, but I do know some of the ads. We're going to look at tomorrow, and then after tomorrow, yeah. Right now, we'll look ahead to playing Kelowna, and you know, we got to look at the tape, and you know, some of the guys were going well, but we're still not at our best. We're still not where we need to be, and you know, on and on.
Yeah,
it's from the coach's manual. Right? I mean, there's a coach's manual for how you speak to the media after the game, and he's done it for so many years, he's got a master.
He's used to it. He knows what he's doing.
Sure he is.
Okay, let's take a look at the scoring summary before we await the next guest here on our post-game.